Good afternoon. Welcome to Calvary Chapel, Kampala. All right, let's pray. Let's get to the word. Thank you, Lord, for today. Another privilege, Lord, to gather and, Lord, honor you, sing to you, Lord, and also listen to your word. We continue praying for Moses that you restore his health completely. Lord, I pray that you may use his testimony to encourage many others, Lord. He may come across. Pray for Joel, Lord, as he grieves and mourns and cries, Lord. We ask that you wipe away his tears, comfort him, Lord, draw him close to you, Lord. May we all be reminded that this life is but a breath, Lord. Any moment we can be home. Lord, may you help us live fruitfully in the days that we have. Lord, as we have the privilege again to study your word, we ask that you teach us. Lord, we ask that you nourish us. We ask that, Lord, refresh our minds, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Just a reminder, on Wednesday, it's the last Wednesday of the month. It's Glow, 5:30. So welcome to worship together, Glow Wednesday. And let's open up to Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8. Now, the book of Deuteronomy is actually the last record of Moses, his last book. And this is his address before the children of Israel, the Israelites, would cross over to the Jordan. Now, you know that Moses himself did not go to the promised land. He just saw it from afar. He had a lot to tell the Israelites as God had commanded him. And in chapter 8, he has just one thing that he tells them. Wherever they were going, wherever they're coming from, he tells them that they should always remember the Lord. And as the year comes to a close, we only have a few days before we're into the next year, I think we can draw so many lessons from this address, this passage here. It's just a reminder that we need to always remember the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 8, let's read together. Every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to your fathers. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and to test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, food which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Your garments did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. You should know in your heart that as a man chastens his son, so the Lord your God chastens you. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, fountains and springs that flow out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees, pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land in which you eat bread without scarcity, in which you lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills you can dig copper. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land which has given you. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today. Thus, when you have eaten and are full and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, when your heart is lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, who led you through the great and terrible wilderness, in which there are fiery serpents, scorpions, and a thirsty land where there was no water, who brought water for you out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and that he might test you to do you good in the end. Then you say in your heart, my power, the might of my hand have gained me this wealth. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it's he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. Then it shall be, if you by any means forget the Lord your God, and follow other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. Nations which the Lord destroyed before you, so you shall perish, because you would not be obedient to the voice of your God. Moses tells the Israelites, as they're winding up their wilderness season and they're going into the promised land, that they would always remember the Lord. He tells them, you have all reasons to remember the Lord. Why don't you look back? Let's look back at the year. What has the Lord done in your life, through your life, this year? He said, look at how he guided you. For the Israelites, years in a great and terrible wilderness, he describes. You wouldn't love to go through that place for 40 years, not even for a day. It's dry, hot, nothing there. To this day, by the way. He said, look at how the Lord guided you. Now you're getting into the land. You're crossing over. It's over there. They could see it. He reminds them, look at his provision. Food would fall from heaven. Wouldn't you love that? Food just dropping from the sky, whatever the food is. Food from heaven. I wonder how that tasted. Must have been good. He told them, look, you walked for 40 years. Your feet did not swell. Have you ever walked for, let's say, 10 miles? Just walking on a hot day? Their feet did not swell. The clothes that they wore did not wear. Can you imagine putting on the same clothes for 40 years and they're not going anywhere? Looks like they appeared new every day. Remember how God warmed them in the cold nights by a fire. And God created a shed for them, the cloud. How God was practically visible. He told them about the water they drank from the rock. Waters come from springs and valleys. They don't come from rocks. But God did it. God refreshed them miraculously. Tell them, remember how God protected you. You would have died in the wilderness. But even in the wilderness, God successfully brought you out. And look where you're going. It's fruitful. It's a land of abundance. It's the promised land. This is the land that God promised them. And he warns them, he says, there's just one danger. When you go into the land and everything is good, you may end up forgetting the Lord. You may think it is you who's working so hard to do all that. Maybe it's by your strength that you ended up there. Remember where you're coming from, Christian. As we wind up there. And remember, it is the Lord guiding us into the next season. None of us has been there in 2015. Only the Lord. Only the Lord knows what lies ahead. Let's remember his faithfulness through this year. Let's remember the lessons that he has taught us in every sermon and in every circumstance. Remember his salvation. Remember his protection. Remember his care. Remember all the miracles that he performed. And he tells them, remember that he's the one taking you to the next place, promised land. He's the one who made the promise. He's the one who's fulfilling it. Tell them, recall, record, have in memory, have in mind, either good times or bad times, cause us to forget the Lord. When everything is going fine, it's very easy to forget about the Lord. When everything is not fine, you know that it's also easy to forget about the Lord. You're thinking, oh Lord, what's wrong? Everything is terrible. Seems like a terrible wilderness. And we often think God is far off, like he doesn't care anymore. And so many Christians start their walk with the Lord so zealous, so strong, so close to the Lord, if I may say that. But what happens after 1 week and 1 month and after 1 year and 2 years? A good number forget about the Lord, don't they? There's a man I talked to a few years ago. He told me, oh, I was once a Christian. I went to church. I loved the Lord. And I asked him, so what happened? And he said, well, I moved on. I was like, where did you go? He basically said, you know, I left God alone. Let me say this. There's no formula to forget. Do you ever forget things? The very thing that you need the most, right? Like a passport and you're going out of the country. As a man I was told, this was his very first chance to go out to Europe. His boss had sent him to deliver something very precious, practically in a suitcase. So he paid for his flight to go deliver whatever it was. He got to the airport. He forgot his passport. He missed the flight. And his boss was so mad, he told him, you cannot come. You cannot even extend your flight. Sorry. The very thing you need to get out of the country is the very thing you forget. Have you ever looked for your phone and it's right in your pocket? And you're looking around the house and it's right here. We forget. If you're like me, you know, your parents would send you to the grocery to buy something. And you hear it, you go. You get to the shop, what happens? You have no idea what you're sent for. And then you start guessing, maybe it's this or maybe it's that. Then you end up taking back the wrong thing. And then you're sent back. Go take it back. There's a man who was told of, his wife sent him for, I think, 4 things. So as he was going out of the house, his wife told him, buy A, B, C, D. He was like, yeah. Do I need to write it down? He said, no, I'll remember. He went along his day and he forgot literally everything. He could not call his wife because he's embarrassed, like, she'll not be happy, I forgot again. You know what he ended up taking home? A tray of eggs. It wasn't on the list. We can forget a knife if it's right under our armpit, right? One day I was looking for a pen, it was right in my hair. There's no formula to forget. We can forget the Lord. Any one of us can. Whatever you're going through, any of us can forget the Lord. Now, we know that the Israelites did as well. Over the years, they forgot about the Lord. And tell you what, like Moses warned them, terrible things happened to them because they forgot about the Lord. There's no doubt we have a formula to remember the Lord. One of the things that God told the Israelites to do is to observe feasts. Passover, the Feast of Tents, the Feast of Pentecost, Feast of First Fruits, 3 major feasts. And he told them, when you observe these feasts, they should remind you of your wilderness experience. They should remind you how, first of all, the Passover, you left Egypt. Feast of Tents, once a year they would get out of their houses and build temporary shelters, and they would remember how God preserved them in the wilderness. Feast of Pentecost, harvest, or give back to the Lord, remembering God's goodness, God's provision, and anticipating God to provide more. And we Christians have to practically set reminders, things that remind us of the Lord. We set reminders of birthdays. I have a friend, he's not in this room, luckily. He forgot his wife's birthday twice. And the second time, his wife sat him down and told him, look here, don't ever do that again. You forget my birthday the third time, you're finished. He never forgot. It was the 2 times he forgot about his wife's birthday was enough not to make him forget again. We should set reminders. We should surround ourselves with things that remind us of God, because we can easily forget. When we get so rich, he tells them, you get so rich, you'll forget that it's God who has given it to you. You'd think, oh, it's just your hard work. When you get so many accomplishments, You finally forget about the Lord. Not even in your speech. You don't even mention that it's God who has done it. It's God who has guided us. It's God who has shown us his faithfulness. And they would forget about the Lord at their own risk. This is what David said in Psalm 16, verse 8. He said, I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand, and I shall not be moved. David practically did things that reminded him of the Lord. His thoughts, his actions, he probably surrounded himself with scriptures. Of course, they would observe the feasts. There are some events in his life that really reminded him of the Lord. Now, even for a man like David, there are times that he forgot about the Lord and he got in trouble. Don't forget his judgments, his word. Here. Don't ever set this away from you. Don't forget the lessons he teaches every day. Don't forget where you're coming from. Somebody told me after the other service that it's very easy to remember everything bad in the past. You look at the year and you're thinking, wow, that's been a terrible year. I mean, for a guy who lost his wife on Christmas Day, you know, for a church that lost their pastor just a few days before Christmas, and you know, all the painful things that happened. It's very easy to only remember all those painful things. It actually also is very easy to remember, you know, the good things. People who got married, people who had children, people who had good things happening in the year. Don't forget the Lord. Remember those things, great, but don't forget the Lord. It's God who has brought us this far, and it's God who is taking us farther. One Christian writer said, sometimes we Christians need to stop along life's road and look back. Although it might have been winding and steep, we can see how God directed us by his faithfulness. He says, we can see the deliverances of the Lord. We can see all the way he has laid. We can see all the blessings he has bestowed. Count your blessings. The victories we have won. The encouragements he has given. He says, when we have difficulties, we sometimes forget God's past faithfulness. We see only the detours and the dangerous paths. But look back, and you'll also see the joy of victory, the challenge of the climb, and the presence of your traveling companion who has promised never to leave you nor forsake you. Remember, it's God who has brought us, and it's God who's leading the way. In Psalm 63, verse 6, when I remember you on my mind, rather on my bed, I meditate on you in the night, because you have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. The psalmist says, when I remember, when I'm going to bed, I remember you. And when I remember you, I think about you some more. You see, whenever we remember the Lord, we are caused in our mind to just think about him some more. But the day we skip to remember him may cause us to skip another day and skip another day, and it's a week and it's a month, and before you know it, you're in a place that you never want to be. Remember the Lord when you're going to bed. Think about him. In fact, God would instruct the children of Israel, the Israelites, that you know what? Whenever you're going to bed, talk about the Lord. When you wake up, talk about the Lord. You're going around your day, tie scriptures around your wrist. Write them on your forehead. Write them on the doorposts. Fill your house with scriptures. And each time you walk in, you look at the scripture, it reminds you of the Lord, doesn't it? Put it on your desk. Write it. I have a friend. Up to this day, she writes scriptures in her palm every day. Every day, there's a verse in her palm. Put it on the fridge. Put it in the bedroom and sitting room, in the kitchen while you're cooking. Remember the Lord. In 1 Chronicles chapter 16, at this point in the history of Israel, the ark was not in the place that it was supposed to be. So finally, they transported it to where it was supposed to be. And all Israel was excited, they were happy. Worship again is reinstituted. And in David's speech, 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 12 to 16. Verses 12 and 16, 1 Chronicles 16. David said to the people, these are thousands of people happy that God is in this place and we can go to church again. We can worship again. He told them, remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. Said in verse 16, 1 Chronicles 16, remember his covenant forever and the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations. Remember the Lord, the things he has done, and the things that is yet to do. I think about the apostles. These men who walked with Jesus, they sat with him, they walked with him. They lived with him for 3 years. When Jesus died, they forgot the promise of the resurrection. When Mary Magdalene went to them and told them, hey, Jesus is risen, just as he promised, she actually reminded them. They had forgotten, they were locked up in a room, fearing for their lives. They should have been the one remembering that promise and trying to look for where Jesus was. He was risen. And many, many times, they really forgot the basic principles that Jesus taught them. Many, many, many times. You read the Gospels? And he often had to correct them. Hey, you think this way? That's not the way I taught you. It's this way. As Moses had this word for the Israelites, as they were going into the next season, they're winding up that terrible wilderness season. He tells them, among many things, remember the Lord, who later on warned them about the consequences of their disobedience and the blessings of obedience and all. Remember the Lord. We definitely are making plans for next year, drawing up a year plan. Some people will be getting married next year. Some people will venture out in many things next year, business plans and everything else. In all those, remember the Lord. Remember the Lord. The one thing you never want to do is set him aside. And we know that even for those who set him aside, they end up in disaster. They end up being completely empty and unfulfilled and whatever happens. And they still have to come back to the Lord. Whichever way next year plays out, and in everything that God has taken us through this year, let's make it a point to remember the Lord always. Let's remember his word. Let's remember him. Amen. Let's stand and pray. Lord, when we look back, we see your goodness to us. We see your faithfulness. We see your provision. We see your care, your comfort. We see your presence through every season, Lord, through the hills, through the valleys, through the plains, through the abundance and through lack, through sickness and through health, Lord, through joy and tears. Lord, you're always with us. Lord, as we wind up this year and we think about next year, Lord, we remember you. It's you who is in control. It's you who has brought us this far. It's you who is taking us further. Lord, we want to make it a point to always remember you, to have you in thought, to have you in the records of our minds, to think about you, to talk about you, to look to you. Lord, to talk to you, to grow in our love for you. Lord, to give you credit for everything you do. Lord, help us to remember you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.